Dr. Manderscheid was talking about the relationship between the College of Agriculture and other colleges and or groups within the university.
I think the college is making more use of courses from other units. It's being driven more by grants and contracts than it was at one time. We know what it means to be state assisted as opposed to state supported. But in general, I think there's less jealousy of the College of Agriculture and part of the faculty of the university than existed when I came, when a common attitude was, you folks have the money, we have the brains. Much more of a collegial relationship, an appreciation that certain environmental issues are being addressed. Mm-hmm. And the change in title helped a little bit on that, going from College of Ag to College of Ag and Natural Resources.
Yeah. Who are some of the, you mentioned Larry Boger, some of the other deans of the college that you've worked with?
I was hired under Tom Cowden, who was an ag economist. And he was followed by Larry Boger and Jim Anderson.
He was dean for quite a few years, wasn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was his field?
He was an ag engineer.
Okay.
Fred Poston, who was an entomologist. And now Bill Taylor is acting or interim dean. He's out of Fisheries and Wildlife, and I worked a lot with him when I was department chair. Mm-hmm. He was chair of Fisheries and Wildlife.
In your own field of ag econ, what do you see as some of the biggest changes in the course of your career? Especially in statistics or econometrics? Any?
Well, when I finished my stint as department chair and went back to teaching econometrics under the semester system, as I thought about how do I design the course now that I have an extra 5 weeks basically, reviewed the literature, it was amazing to me how many things had changed. Moved much more to an even greater mathematical depth. I have a student who's just finishing off her master's thesis, and she's using techniques that weren't developed until 97.
Is that right?
But in general, in ag econ, there is a push toward agribusiness, much more than the lip service we gave it in the late 50s, early 60s. Because agricultural policy is now much more food policy oriented, with more of an international flavor, more of a food safety flavor, less price and income policy. In some ways, there has been a tension between what we would call institutional economists and more mathematically oriented theoretical economists. Institutional economists put a lot of stock in the structure in which agriculture operates, and more recently has put a lot of emphasis on what's called social capital. Mm-hmm. And a couple of our faculty have been leaders in trying to develop a social capital group across a number of colleges. and have had two national conferences now. And social capital is concerned with how you organize the institutions and build the relationships among people so that you're not competing in a zero-sum game, but you can be in a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. And if you do it wrong, it's a lose-lose.
The risks are great. Is there any major changes in the role of the national boundaries or the international from when you were first started, or the importance of the international economies versus?
We did not use the term global economy when I started. Mm-hmm. Now we use it daily. Mm-hmm. With computers and communications the way they are, you can look up the price of corn in Buenos Aires today. You can trade corn in Buenos Aires today.
Mm-hmm. At your desk.
From your desk. Which is quite different. Mm-hmm. And so the world has gotten much smaller. And this affects a lot of things, not just agriculture. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on development, Michigan State has always had an emphasis on assisting in the development of agriculture and universities in developing parts of the world. That was a strong concern of John Hanna and was always important in agriculture.
The importance of education.
Importance of education and developing the educational institutions, developing research institutes. Because what we call poverty here is not real poverty when you get to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of these other countries.
Only one cell phone in the family, right? In looking back at your career, or looking back at Michigan State, did you expect when you came in 1956 that you would be here your entire career?
As I indicated earlier, some of the mentors at Stanford said, you can always move from Michigan State, mm-hmm. even if you don't get tenure there. Mm-hmm. So we came with the idea we would build a house or buy a house, and if we had to leave after 5 years or decided to leave after 5 years, we could recoup the sales commission with inflation. Mm-hmm. So we always had a flexible attitude. And I looked at some other alternatives, both in universities and elsewhere. Never could get serious about them when I considered the interactions I had with faculty and students here and what I perceived they might be in another institution, whether it was industry or government or university. I became active in the so-called men's club. Early, and that group met in the union, and one of the rules was you could not sit with somebody from your own department after you were introduced the first time. Mm-hmm. So you kept meeting people from other departments, and that met once a week. And so I had a lot of friends who were not in ag econ per se, but one of my helpers in statistics had been at Stanford and had taught at Stanford while I was there, and they hired him here. Mm-hmm. They used to draw straws to see who took his course for credit, because you had to have an enrolled student And then the other students who sat in on the course and the faculty who sat in on it would help the poor guy do his homework, or gal, as the case might be.
Uh-huh.
And when Cliff Hildreth was stumped, that's who we went to here. Mm-hmm. Well, you have that kind of intellectual power mm-hmm. in the supporting departments. We had some good people in economics. In a very collegial situation, we just didn't find it appropriate to leave. Uh-huh. And then as I got more and more involved in governance and got to be representing the department on the American Agricultural Economics Association Board of Directors, well, various committees, and then the board, and then the presidency. Mm-hmm. I was doing well psychologically, and I wasn't hurting financially, so mm-hmm. I didn't seek to leave. Mm-hmm. I listened to some people tell me I should leave.
Oh, really?
Because they wanted to interview me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were sought out by other universities?
And, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say every month, I won't mm-hmm. say every year, but,
mm-hmm.
but you get to know department chairs as you serve on these various committees, and they get to know you, and they, mm-hmm. you'll get comments, how are things, are you happy? If you ever like to discuss a change, I'd like to get a call.
Trolling for new faculty members, yeah. One of the things that we've tried to ask most of our interviewees is the relationship between town and gown within East Lansing and that sort of thing. How, were you involved in any activities in the community that either may or may not have been related to your professional work?
I've been involved as president of a homeowners group.
Within East Lansing?
Within East Lansing. Mm-hmm. I'm now president of our condo association, which is East Lansing mailing address, but Meridian Township government.
Gerrymandered boundaries.
I've been involved in various roles at St. Thomas Aquinas over the years. I'm a little bit of a local politics junkie in that I tend to watch.
Or that you vote in the local election.
Well, I vote, but I also try to watch what candidates are saying and how they behave after they get elected and have campaigned for some and against others.
Mm-hmm.
We were active with the school when our children were in school. Currently, I'm president of the Crystal Ray Community Center Board, which makes a new set of contacts for me.
Mm-hmm. That's in North Lansing, or it's all?
It's in North Lansing,
North Lansing.
High Street, the mm-hmm. old High Street School.
Mm-hmm.
But it serves a number of people who need help of all races and religions, and
mm-hmm.
has a lot more North Lansing clients than clients from other areas just because of transportation.
Mm-hmm. How about your international travel? Have you done much of that to continue to professional conferences? Or
I went to the Soviet Union for professional meetings in, I think it was 1970.
Mm-hmm.
I went to China to lecture.
What year was that you went?
Let's see. That was 81, I believe.
81, okay.
Yes, 1981.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Argentina for the International Conference in 88 when I was president of the American Ag Econ Association. I went to Niger and Nigeria. When we started the Sahel master's training program, that would have been 76.
76. Mm-hmm.
And then during 81 to 87, I basically made an annual pilgrimage to Dakar in Senegal, West Africa.
And you mentioned you're going back to, or going to Berlin.
Yes.
Had you been there before?
For our 25th wedding anniversary, we took a tour, but that was before the wall came down.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we hit a lot of, we hit some of Germany, but not Berlin.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've asked most of our interviewees is there anyone, obviously we were interviewing the presidents and the provosts and influential faculty members. Is there someone that you think that or you're aware of that would be a real good interview or important, either a staff member or somebody with a long institutional memory that you can think of? In other words, if somebody said, well, why didn't they interview that person? We're trying to add to our list, and we're soliciting that from all the interviewees. A few people that...
It's too bad you didn't get Walter Adams.
Well, in fact, it was his death that stimulated the
project
trustees to get back starting the project. So,
okay.
But you're right. It's one of the problems with oral history. Start one day too late.
Jim Bonin, is he on your list?
No.
Another ag economist.
Okay. Where does he live now?
Gordon Geyer.
We've interviewed Gordon.
Okay, Jim.
Is he still in the area?
Yes.
Okay.
He's giving essentially the keynote speech at the Berlin conference.
Oh, really? Okay.
Elmhurst lecture.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tick off some names, and you can decide how relevant they are. Gwen Norell used to be director of the counseling center and was chair of the athletic council for a number of years. On the academic council, steering committee, et cetera. She was living in the area the last I knew. I don't know how her health is.
We're doing some travel too, so.
Milt Steinmuller
from
Resource Development. Raleigh Barlow, who was both in Ag Econ and Resource Development. Stan Reese in Horticulture. In engineering. Dave Fisher.
Ag engineering?
No.
Oh, just regular engineering.
Electrical and computer.
Oh, okay. Right. Dave Fisher?
Yes. He was heavily involved in the last accreditation report preparation. Mm-hmm. Henry Silverman, you probably already have got on your list, but... Sud Frame is deceased in math. Would have been excellent. Well, Doug Hall in math, he's retired. He's been around for a long time. I think he's over 30 years. Pretty active. Sociology, there's a couple, drawing a blank on their name right now. Useem.
Useem?
Yes, Useems. They're retired, but they've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think he was involved in some of the early work on medical care in rural Michigan, for example. Mm-hmm. Jerry Favorman would have been an interesting person. Because he was involved in so many of the politics of the medical schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was a lobbyist, wasn't he, on behalf of that group?
That's what history profs do.
Make their money, no money in history. Or a little money in history. That's a pretty good list. And several of those we haven't mentioned. And feel free to, if someone comes to mind, just drop me a note or give me a call. Because we're developing, the list is expanding exponentially. Yes. If you can, which is good. I mean, that's one of the nice thing about it. One interview leads to two or three more.
But at some point you have to go to press.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you for the time we spent, and I appreciate your contributions to the MSU Oral History Project. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. It's been a great 40 years.